Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Tzadi Vav. We left off on Daf Tzadi Hayom. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Judy and Lou Tiger for the yard site of Judy's father, Avram Aviezer Ben Yosef Avram Klempner, Alav HaShalom, whose yard site is tomorrow, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah. And it's also sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Rachman Tzlam, a sick baby, Yardane Bas Shelly. She should have a Refuah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to talk about in today's daf is the continuation of the discussion yesterday. We had a machlokes tanaim when you're taking in tefillin on Shabbos because they're out there and you need to protect them. Do you take them in zug zug, one pair at a time, or multiple pairs at a time? So we're going to see five different explanations of that machlokes. Then the large majority of the daf is going to involve giving four suggestions of who is the tana that holds Shabbos Zman Tfilin, that there's a mitzvah of Tfilin on Shabbos. We're going to reject three of the explanations of who the Tana might be, and finally accept the fourth one. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it, the Gemara is going to talk about if you find Tcheles, if you find wool that's dyed with the Tcheles color, can you assume that it was dyed L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, and that is going to connect to the issue we raised in the Mishnah. If you find something that looks like Tfilin, a new pair of Tfilin, it's never been used yet, can you assume that it was written L'shem in the midst of tefillin, or do you have to be choshesh that maybe it's just a kameya bialma, that maybe it's just some sort of amulet? So that's going to relate to the discussion about finding tchela. So let's begin. Let's go back actually to lema kederav shmul to just for completion. Lema bederav shmul barav yitzchak kamiflagi. That perhaps the machlokas, whether you take the tefillin in zug zug or whether you take them in two pairs at a time, maybe they're arguing about Rav Shmuel Bar, maybe they're arguing about the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, whether makom yesh barosh laniach shei tefillin, whether there's enough space on the head to put two tefillin in the proper space. The Tanakama leslie Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, the Tanakama does not hold that way. He holds that there's only room for one pair of tefillin, and therefore only one pair of tefillin is called a tachshit, and that's why you're only allowed to save one at a time. Rav Gamliel listened to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Gamliel holds Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is correct, and therefore you're allowed to save two pairs of tefillin at a time. Says Gemara, lo, the kuli alma islu Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Everyone holds that there's enough space on the head for two pairs of tefillin, and on the arm for two pairs of tefillin. V'hacha b'Shabbos zman tefillin kamiflgi. Over here, what they're arguing about is whether Shabbos is zman tefillin. The Tanakama sover Shabbos zman tefillin. Who? Tanakama holds that tefillin that Shabbos is also Zman tefillin, and whatever tefillin you put on, l'shem mitzvah is a tachshit, and therefore for hatzala they allow you to put on the tefillin, but they only they don't allow you to put on the tefillin more than one pair at a time, because any extra tefillin aside from the mitzvah is no longer considered to be a tachshit. Only the one that you do that would actually be a kiyum mitzvah is a tachshit, so they don't allow you to put on more than one. Rav Gamliel says Shabbos loves man tefillin. Rav Gamliel says anyway, any tefillin that you're putting on at Shabbos, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. The whole thing is not Shabbos and not zman tefillin. So tefillin are apparently, according to Rav Gamliel, a tachshit, even when you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, even when you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. Oh, since it's a tachshit, even when you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, as long as you put it in the right place on your head, so then l'chora, it would turn out that it doesn't make a difference whether you put on one pair of tefillin or you put on two pairs of tefillin. They're both going to be considered to be a tachshit. So it turns out that the Tanakam and Rav Gamliel actually argue about two things. They argue whether Shabbos is man tefillin, and they argue when tefillin is put on in a non-mitzvah way, is it considered to be a tachshit? That's how, that's what emerges from Rashi's understanding of the sugya. So what's the connection between those two? Why does one necessarily lead to the other? Just because Rav Gamliel holds that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, therefore it's always going to be a tachshit, even when you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gaon Yaakov explains that Tanakam and Rav Gamliel both had a Kabbalah from their Rebbeim that if you find tefillin, you're allowed to bring them in derech levishasan. So Tanakam, who holds Shabbos man tefillin, holds that the reason they allow you to do that is even without a tzorech hatzala, you could put on tefillin on Shabbos. So they only allow derech hatzala, whatever is the derech hamitzvah, whatever is normal to do for the mitzvah. But Rav Gamliel, who holds that Shabbos is not zman tefillin, understood the fact that they allow you to save tefillin derech levishasan must be because they're a tachshit, even when it's not b'makom mitzvah, because on Shabbos there is no mitzvah. So one emerges from the other. Now, if Shabbos is not zman tefillin, there is a machlokas in the poskim. So what does that mean about tefillin's muktzah status on Shabbos? This often happens. You have tefillin that are in the wrong place on Shabbos, and you want to be able to move them, or you have your tefillin are on top of your talis, and you want to be able to reach the talis. So what is the muktzah status of tefillin? So the Ramban or Chaim Sim Shin Ches if Dalid says that it's considered a klishem lachta leheter, and it's not muktzah. That it's a klishem lachta leheter. Even a lot of you metaltel not letzorech gufa mekama. Even if you don't need it and you don't need the place that it's taking, according to Magen Avraham and the Taz, it's a klishem lachta leiser, and therefore it's usher to be metaltel tefillin on Shabbos unless it's tzorech gufa or tzorech mekama. So if it's in a place where you need it, it's in the dining room table, and you want to clear it off the table because you want to eat lunch there, so you're allowed to remove the tefillin. But even according to the shitos that hold that it is muktzah, the isra of tiltul of tefillin is nidcha whenever there's a chashash for the bizoyin of the tefillin, that they might fall or they might be stolen. That's what the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Lamed Aleph in the name of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim appears in Siman Shin Ches, where the Bir Halacha in Hilchas Tefillin says whenever there's a chashash bizoyin, you're allowed to move it. So again, why would it be muktzah at all? Because if you hold Shabbos loves man tefillin, then there's no need, there's no use for tefillin on Shabbos. Another way to explain this machlokas in our Mishnah is dukuli al Shabbos man tefillinu. Everyone holds Shabbos is really the zman tefillin. V'hacha b'mitzvah suchs kavana k'mifilgi. Over here, the machlokas is in order to be yotzei a mitzvah, do you need kavana l'shei mitzvah? So tana kama sover lotzei's boy kavana. To be yotzei a mitzvah, you need kavana, and therefore you're not allowed to save more than one pair of tefillin on Shabbos, because if you're having kavana l'shei mitzvah, you're going to violate Bal Tosif on the second pair of tefillin that you put on. And if you don't have kavana on the l'shei mitzvah, you're not going to be yotzei the first mitzvah, and therefore both zugos, both pairs of tefillin are not going to be considered a tachshit, they're going to be considered a masui, they're going to be considered something that you're carrying. Rav Gamliel savor lo bai kavana. Rav Gamliel says no, to be yotzei a mitzvah, you don't need kavana. The isser of Bal Tosif, though, you only violate if you have kavana. So therefore, you can save, and you must save two pairs at a time. And even though your kavana is only for hatzala and it's not for the mitzvah, but even without kavana, you're mekayim a mitzvah with one of the pairs of the tefillin, and therefore they're both considered to be a tachshit, because each one, you could say, is the one that you're being mekayim the mitzvah with. Isn't the other one Bal Tosif? No, you're not being mischavin l'shei mitzvah. You only violate Bal Tosif when you have kavana l'shei mitzvah. So it works out to your advantage that to get a mitzvah, you don't need kavana, but to violate Bal Tosif, you need to have kavana that you're trying to do a mitzvah. According to both of the versions over here, it's clear in Rishonim that there's no machlok. Many Rishonim say the Tosif say Rabbeinu Paris. Others that the whole machlok is with mitzvah kavana is if you do a mitzvah stam without kavana l'shei mitzvah. But if a person has kavana beferish not to be yotzei a mitzvah, everyone holds you're not yotzei yechiyuv. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. And if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're certainly not over on Bal Tosif. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Tana Kama also allow you to take two pairs at a time by putting them on and having in mind that you're not doing it l'shei mitzvah, and therefore it's not going to be a problem? So based on that, Rabbeinu Peretz says, Tosus holds that you can have kavana hefeches, and when you have kavana that you don't want the mitzvah, even if you're mitzvah seichus kavana, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Rabbeinu Peretz says, based on this kasha, that Tosus is incorrect, and that even if you hold mitzvah seichus kavana, it means kavana is a non-factor, and the only thing we're interested in when it comes to doing a mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah. As long as you do the maisa mitzvah, you're yotzei the mitzvah, no matter what your kavana is. The Balei Tosus understand that no, even if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichus kavana, kavana is not a non-factor. It's just that it's assumed. We assume that you have the kavana, but it's not a non-factor. So that's how Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees with Tosus. So the Chazon Ish points out that it could be that even if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichus kavana, you're not yotzei a mitzvah when you have kavana shelo latzeis, but it could be you do violate Bal Tosif in such a case. That even, because it could be that Bal Tosif is totally maisa dependent. Meaning it could be that when it comes to kiyum a mitzvah, when you have kavana shalom latzeis. We're not going to force a kiyum mitzvah upon you. But so there's a lack in kiyum, but not a lack in maisa when you have kavana shalom latzeis. But for baltosif, there is no kiyum. There's no kiyum a mitzvah. The whole point is that it's a violation of baltosif. So that's totally dependent on the maisa. And even if you're having kavana shalom latzeis, it still might be a violation of baltosif. So that's why the Gemara doesn't make that suggestion, that maybe you have kavana hefeches. It's not going to help. V'ibay say more, another possible explanation of the machlokas in our mishnah is kuli amal latzeis lo by kavana. Both the Tanakam and Gamliel hold that to be yotzei a mitzvah, you don't need kavana l'shem mitzvah. V'hachal avru mishum baltosif kamiflagi. Over here, the machlokas is when you do something without kavana, could you still violate baltosif? The Tanakam savar lavru mishum baltosif lo by kavana. That just like when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah, you don't need kavana. So too to violate baltosif, you don't need kavana. And therefore, if you put on two pairs of tefillin, you're not going to violate an Isser Shabbos because they're both considered a tachshit, but you will violate baltosif. So it's not a Shabbos issue, it's a baltosif issue when you put on two pairs of tefillin. That's why the Tanakhama doesn't approve of it. Rabbi Gamliel, son of Rabbi Gamliel, holds that even though in order to be yotzei a mitzvah, you don't need kavana, lav mishum baltosif by kavana, that to violate baltosif, you dafka do need kavana. And if you're not having kavana to do the mitzvah, it's not a violation of baltosif, and therefore you're allowed to save two pairs of tefillin because they're both considered a tachshit, and it's not a violation of baltosif because you're not having kavana l'shem mitzvah. V'ibay yisema, or we could suggest e'desfirulan Shabbos zman tefillin. If you're going to say Shabbos, I'm sorry, not if. Yeah, e'desfirulan. If we would hold the Shabbos zman tefillin, that Shabbos was zman tefillin. Everyone would agree that if you put on two pairs of tefillin without kavana, that you would violate baltosif, because if you're mosif on a mitzvah during the zman mitzvah, you certainly violate baltosif even without kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. And anyone who puts on tefillin on Shabbos is yotzei the mitzvah even without kavana, because mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. But the Tanakama and Rav Gamliel hold that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, v'hacha belaver shalo bezmanu kamifli. Since Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, what they're arguing about is, can you be in violation of baltosif when you're doing the mitzvah shalo bezmanu? So Tanakama savar lo bay kavana. Tanakama says, even when it's shalo bezmanu, even when it's not the zman of the mitzvah, but you could still violate baltosif when you, even though you're not having kavana l'shem mitzvah, you could still violate baltosif, because a mitzvah that's done shalom bezmana without kavana is still called a mitzvah, and if you do it, it's therefore a violation of baltosif. So therefore, you're not allowed to put on more than one pair of tefillin, even on Shabbos when it's not the zman mitzvah. Rav Gamliel savar lavar shalom bezmano by kavana. No, if it's going to be, if it's not the zman of tefillin, in order to violate baltosif, you need to have kavana to do the mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah shalom bezmana and you're not having kavana l'shem mitzvah, so there's no shaychus whatsoever to the mitzvah. How could you call that you're being osa mitzvah and being mosif aleha? You're not doing anything. There's nothing even affiliated with the mitzvah. It's not the zman of the mitzvah. There's no kavana for the mitzvah. So it's a zero. There's no way you're in violation of baltosif. So frankly, Gemara, ihachi l'Rav Meir, but if that's the way we're going to explain this, that the whole discussion is about when it's not the zman mitzvah and I'm not having kavana l'shem mitzvah, is it still a violation of baltosif? So it turned out l'Rav Meir, meaning the Tanakama, it would turn out that he holds that you still violate baltosif. Well then, echanami lo, you shouldn't even be able to wear one pair of tefillin to save it, because that's also mosif on the mitzvah. Meaning, why is that mosif on the mitzvah? You're only wearing one pair of tefillin because it's not the zman of tefillin. Shabbos is not the time for tefillin. So when you do a mitzvah past the zman, that's also called baltosif. When you say, just like it's a violation of baltosif to do within the zman, to do extra, it's a violation of baltosif to extend the zman of the mitzvah past the zman. So that also should be a violation of baltosif. V'od, and also according to Tanakam, according to Rav Meir, that in order to violate baltosif, you don't need kavana. Hayashim b'shmini v'sukkah yilka. That if someone sleeps in shmini atzaris in the sukkah without kavana l'shem mitzvah, it just happens to be a nice night, he should get malchus for the yisra of baltosif, because he's being mosif on the mitzvah basukah station shivas yamim. So and he's staying there on the eighth day. Now in chutz laretz on yom shmini, which is suffix shvii, we sit in sukkah lechachila. But you see from here that if someone who does a mitzvah shalom bezmana without kavana l'shem mitzvah is apparently not considered like mosif al mitzvah. So when we sit in sukkah, it's on Shemini Atzeres, it's mutter to do that because we're having kavana to be mekayim mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah only if it were really Yom Shvi'i. But if it's Yom Shmini, we're not having kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. Yet it should turn out that according to Rabbi Meir, we shouldn't be allowed in the Sukkah. It's lav dafka sleeping. We don't sleep in Sukkah. But you shouldn't be allowed in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You go into the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres even without kavana l'shem mitzvah. Yeshalom b'zman mitzvah. We should get malchus. Ela mechavarta k'dushin meikara. So you have to say the earlier answer that we gave before. It can't be that's what they're arguing about. If shalob is man, shalob is kavana, it can't be that a mayor holds you're still going to violate Bal Tosif. We have to go back to the earlier explanation of what the machlokas was between the Tanakama and Rambam Gamliel. Earlier explanation. We had many earlier explanations. Which earlier explanation? So Rashi writes that the machlokas is whether Shabbos is man tefillin or Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. The Rashash wonders why Rashi picks that one. There were several other answers that we gave that did not have any kashas on them that we didn't reject. But nevertheless, that's how Rashi says that the machlok is all about Shabbos zman tefillin, Shabbos lav zman tefillin. Probably what forced Rashi into it is the very next line of the Gemara. The whole rest of the Gemara focuses on that. Wait, someone holds Shabbos zman tefillin? Who holds Shabbos zman tefillin? And we're going to be looking around for a Tana that holds Shabbos zman tefillin. We're going to have four possibilities. Man Shabbos zman tefillin. Who's the one that says Shabbos zman tefillin? First possibility, Rabbi Akiva, Ditanya, Vishamartas chukazos amadam yam yamim. The pasuk says Vishamartas chukazos, referring to tefillin. And when do you do it? Mi yamim yamima. So yamim we darshin velo lelos. That only during the daytime you don't put on tefillin at night. Mi yamim we darshin velo kol yamim. Some days, not all days. Prat l'shabbos v'yom tovim. And that excludes both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now we certainly see that mi yamim means not every single day. But the Rashi was bothered. How do you know not yantiv? Maybe it just means prat l'shabbos. Meichi teisi to exclude both Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rashi writes that we clearly are relying on the drasha that the Gemara is about to bring about an os. We're going to have the Gemara is going to bring a drasha that the tefillin are supposed to be the os al yadecha, that only on a day that does not require that does not already have an os requires the os of tefillin. And since Yom Tov is an os, so therefore we're assuming that if we're going to be excluding anything, it's going to be all days that have an os we're going to be excluding, and Yom Tov also has an os. So anyway, so divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili shita that Shabbos and Yom Tov are excluded from mi yamim. Rabbi Kiva Omar lo nemar chukazu elin pesach bulvan. The whole pasuk is not even talking about tefillin. Pasuk is about carbon pesach which the parsha was talking about right before that. If you look in context, it's not about the mitzvah of tefillin. So from the fact that Rabbi Akiva doesn't darshan this pasuk to be about tefillin the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili does, it means that Rabbi Akiva does not have a drasha from here not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos is man tefillin, that you do wear tefillin on Shabbos. Oh, so that's our Tana who holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. So ask the Gemara, is that true? Ve'alahad etanan, that which the Mishnah says when it goes when in the Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Krisos lists off Lamvav Chayavi Krisos, the 36 cases for which a person is Chayav Kares. So lists HaPesach Amila Mitzvah Saseh, that there are only two Mitzvah Saseh in the Torah for which failure to do the Mitzvah results in Krisos, unlike every other Krisos that we have in that Mishnah are all Lo Saseh. There are two Mitzvah Saseh, and therefore if you violate these Mitzvah Saseh B'shogeg, you're not going to bring Korban Chatos unlike every other Chayav Kares, because there are mitzvahs asay, they're not mitzvahs lo sasay. So lema de lo Rabbi Akiva. Should we say that Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva? Di Rabbi Akiva, kivin de mukila be pesach lav namiika. Since Rabbi Akiva darshan the pasuk of shamarta esachuka about korban pesach, it's not just a mitzvah sasay, it's a mitzvahs lo sasay. How do I know that? Why? Where does it say lo? Kid Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eloi da am Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eloi kol makom shnemer hishamer pen vial ein vela belo sasay. Whenever you have hishomer pen and al, it's always a lo sase. So if shemartas chukas osam adam yam yamima is about korban pesach, so you see from there that korban pesach is in fact a mitzvah lo sase, and it doesn't belong in the list in krisus of the two exceptions of mitzvah sase for which a person is chayiv kares. Now the truth is whether pesach is a mitzvah sase or whether it's mitzvah lo sase, you're not going to be chayiv a korban chatos from it, because we learn from carbon avodah zarah that any carbon that's baal shogeg is that the carbon is only going to be something that's an avera that the tzivoy is shei v'al tasakein. But someone who violates and is not makar of korban pesach or doesn't do a mila is in violation is violating that which is omid vaseh, is violating that which he is supposed to do. So whether it's technically a lav in the Torah, it's certainly an active mitzvah to do korban pesach, to do a bris mila. So that would really qualify what's a korban chatas or not. That's what Tosos points out. But the Gemara over here assumes in its kasha that the Mishnah in Krisos is not like Rabbi Akiva, because it sounds from there that Pesach and Mila are not a lav at all, even a lav that you don't bring a carbon on. But there was never a hava mina that you bring a carbon chatos for these two mitzvos, even if they do count as a lav. So answer the Gemara afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. You could even say that Mishnah in Krisos is going like Rabbi Akiva. What about Hishamer? Isn't it a losa say? No, Hishamer de lav. When you have the lashon of Hishamer in the context of a losasei, then yes, the lashon of Hishamer is a lav. Meaning, what does it mean in the context of a losasei? The word itself makes it a losasei. No, meaning in the context of that which you are not supposed to do, as opposed to that which you are supposed to do, so then it's a lav. But Hishamer da asei, whenever Hishamer appears in the context of that which you are supposed to do, so then it's a lashon of an asei, it's not a lashon of lav. The Sefer Rabbi Akiva Shabbos Man Tefillin, who still says the Gemara, wait, can that be? Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is really the Zman Tefillin. V'atani Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachli and Yechadim Tefillin b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim. I might think that you put on Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Omer, V'ayel Chala Os Al Yadecha, Misha Tzrichin Os, Yatzu Elu Shehein Gufan Os. Only a day that requires an Os is Chayiv in Tefillin, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is itself an Os, and therefore does not require putting on Tefillin. So therefore we reject the first possibility of who's the Tana that holds that Shabbos is Man Tefillin, that it's Rabbi Akiva. We reject it. No, Rabbi Akiva said explicitly that Shabbos and Yom Tov are an Os, and therefore they do not require Tefillin. Now there is a discussion Truma Sedeshin has, that if that's the din, that you need an Os on weekdays, but not on Shabbos, because Shabbos is also an Os, and the assumption is that man has a Bris Mila, which is also considered an Os, and that's why there's a minhag that we keep the tefillin on during the bris milah as a symbol of the fact that we're creating an oath, so we keep the oath of tefillin on during that time. So Shmuel Zedeshin raises the question, what if a person is mesach of machmas milah, so he doesn't have a bris milah because he has some sort of illness, or a chashash at least, that it's going to be pikuach nefesh for him, that he can't have a bris milah, should he put on tefillin on Shabbos? So Shmuel Zedeshin says, ein lemeidin midivrei agada, that this is like divrei agada, you can't learn from there that what the halacha is going to be, and that a person is not going to put on tefillin. Now, where do we find that Shabbos and Yom Tov are even called an os in the first place? So Rashi says the days that we have to that we have to be mamed os al atzmam to recognize that we're machzik b'torah shel Hashem, you have to put on tefillin, as opposed to Yom Tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov, which they themselves are an os between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, because it says ki os hi beini uveinechem. So that's a reference to both Shabbos and Yom Tov, says Rashi. Mishnah Berurah quotes from a number of achronim, the Yom Tov is called an os because by Pesach Mitzrayim it says Vahya Adam Lachem Laos, and we compare all the Ma'adei Hashem in Parshas Emor, Eile Ma'adei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikrayi Kodesh Eilehi Mo'adai. So all the Mo'adim are compared to Pesach, they're all linked together, and since by Pesach it Dafka says os, so therefore all of them are considered an os. The real tricky question is, what about Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed considered an os? And that's going to happen nafgamina whether you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So Tosas points out l'chora that you should not have wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because you don't need an os shel tefillin because it's asr b'malacha by a davar sheinu aved, and the real os is an isr malacha. That's why we put Shabbos and Yom Tov together, because they both have an isr malacha. Chol HaMoed also has an isr malacha. The rules are a little different, but it's also an isr malacha when it's not a davar aved, and therefore and he says you're chayiv in sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you have an isr of achilas chametz on Chol HaMoed, so Chol HaMoed is an os. The Yerushalmi sounds like you do have to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tells a whole story over there, which certainly gives that implication. So even though the Ramah paskins that you do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, in Bir Agra he rejects the raya from the Yerushalmi and he says that no, you don't put on. So in Shulchan Aruch writes Chol HaMoed gam kein osu laniach tefillin, because Chol HaMoed is also an os, and the Ramah writes v'yesh omrim shechol HaMoed chayiv b'tefillin, that you do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed v'chein noagin b'chol called Lilos Elu Lanicham B'Moir Levarich Aleihem. That's the minhag that we put them on at Chol HaMoed, and then the Rambam says, and we say our bracha. We just say the bracha more quietly. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Achronim are masking to the sheet of the Taz, that better to put them on without a bracha, because brachos are not ma'akev, and suffik brachos lahakel. And especially since the Gra holds that we really paskin that you're not supposed to put them on at all. So why is it that so many people have the practice not to put them on? Because Hasidim don't put them on, and because the Gra doesn't put them on. So there aren't that many Ashkenazim left, right? Once you, so that's because the Gra held that way. So that's why we don't and all of us who come from Hasidic stock, so that's why so many people do not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. So what's the second option? Who else could the Tana be that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? Allah Haytanu. Titanya Haner B'Laila. If someone didn't sleep at night, where you don't have to be, he's awake all night. He doesn't have to be choshesh that he's going to have bodily functions. He's going to pass gas or something in his tefillin. So if he wants to take off his tefillin, fine. If he wants to put him on, that's fine, and that's not considered to be mosif ala mitzvah, because even Laila is man tefillin technically. It's just that there's a chashash that you're not going to be able to protect the tefillin properly at night. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, that's Rabbi Nosson's shita. Yonasan Hakitoni Omer. Yonasan Hakitoni says in the Piskei Aridi has a different gear, so he says Yonasan Hakatroni, and Katron is the name of a place, and that because otherwise, well, what does it mean? So it must be that it's a person from that particular place. He says, "Ein menichin tefillin b'layla." No, Laila's loves man tefillin. You cannot put on tefillin at night. So midelaila the Tanakam is man tefillin. Shabbos nami is man tefillin. So it must be from the fact that the Tanakam holds that Laila is man tefillin. It must be that he doesn't darshan the pasuk miyamim yamima about tefillin. So if he's not darshan the pasuk miyamim yamima about tefillin, there's nowhere to exclude Shabbos from tefillin. So says Gemara, no, dilma sfirle Laila is man tefillin. Who? Maybe Tanakam holds that Laila is mantfilin, but still Shabbos loves mantfilin, but Shabbos is not as mantfilin because of Vahila Chalaos, right? It wasn't only necessarily from the Pasuk Yam Yamima. Vahila Chalaos tells me that on a day that already has an os, you don't need tfilin. Tashamina le Rabbi Akiva, Dama Laila's mantfilin, and Shabbos loves mantfilin, because we do know that Rabbi Akiva holds such a shita, that Laila is the mantfilin, but Shabbos is not the mantfilin. Ella Haitanu. So our third attempt, who is the Tana that holds Shabbos as mantfilin? The following Tana, Ditanya, Michal Bas Kushi, Haisa Menachas Tfilin. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, used to wear Tfilin. Kushi is the nickname for Shaul. The Gemara Moed Katan Tazayin and Bey says on the Pasuk of Kush Ben Yamini in Tehillim, the Kush Shemo, Valo Shaul Shemo. Well, his name wasn't Kush, his name was Shaul. So says Gemara, no, Elama Kushi Mishuna Ba'oro, Av Shaul Mishuna B'masav. That just like a Kushi in white Europe, a Kushi would stand out because of his skin complexion, so to Shaul, his deeds, his actions, the way he behaved, was so different that he stood out with his midos tovos. He was tzadik gomer. He was meshuna b'maasav. That's what the pasuk says. The Gemara says in Yuma on the pasuk ben shana Shaul b'malko amravuna ki ben shana shalotam tam chet. He wasn't a year old. What does it mean ben shana? He was like a 1 year old shalotam tam chet. Similar to Rashi in this week's parsha. I guess that's a tavyomi coincidence with Sarah's age, right? That baskuf kabaschaf lechet baschaf kabazayin liyofi. So Shaul was also like a 1 year old as far as chet was concerned. He was so meshuna b'maasav. So Michal bas Kushi used to put on tefillin. V'lo michu b'chacham menucham, no problem with it. They didn't they didn't object to her putting on tefillin, even though. It looks like she's being most of all divrei Torah, because women are potter from mitzvah shazman grama, and this is certainly a mitzvah shazman grama. V'ishto shel Yona haisa ala regel, and the wife of Yona ben Amitai, the Navi, was ala la regel. V'lo michu b'chacham and chacham did not object to her being ala la regel. So midlo michu b'chacham malma kasavri mitzvah shel lo azman grama hi. If they didn't object, it must be that they hold that it's not a mitzvah shazman grama, that it's a mitzvah that applies every night and every every Shabbos, because if it was a mitzvah shas man grama, then women would be pater, and the chacham should have been matbid that she not put on tefillin. So it must be that it's a mitzvah that applies at all times when women are chayiv, and they did not make a macha'a. The Ran raises the question: then why is it just lo michu b'chacham if she's chayiv? It should be like, and every woman should have done it. Micha baskushi, one unusual case. So says the Ran that she thought that based on what the Gemara is assuming now, you have to say lo michu b'chacham is lav dafka, and really the Chacham said that it was a good thing that they only used the lashon of lo michu because of the other shita. But really, it's that holds that michuba that they did have. There's a shita in the psikta that they did object. So that's why the Gemara uses the shita of the lashon of lo michu. But the Gaon Yaakov says it still doesn't explain why only michal. Meaning, if the Gemara is assuming right now that it's a chiyuv, so why would she be the only one that does it? So that's what the Gaon Yaakov says. No, because everyone agrees that a woman is going to have a harder time keeping a guf naki in the tefillin. So even if you held that it was mitzvah sheinas man grama, still the practice was that women didn't risk the not keeping guf naki, the lack of shmira on the tefillin, except for michal, who apparently had confidence that she would be able to keep a guf naki. V'dilma, so says we have Dilma savla krav yosi damar nashim samchus rishos. How do you know that it's a mitzvah that women are chayiv in just because lo michu b'chachamim? Maybe we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who says on the mitzvah of smicha on a karban that it's not noeg b'nashim, but they're allowed to do it. They're permitted to do smicha on the karban, and there's no iser b'davar if they do it. So too by any mitzvah that women are pater from, the halacha is that they're allowed to do the mitzvah. And this Tana holds that Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Women are pater because mitzvah shas man grama. Why did they not object to Michal Bas Shaul? Because just like she sits in Sukkah, and just like she takes Lulav, and just like she hears Shofar, all the mitzvah Shas Man Grama women are allowed to volunteer. Why should this be any different? Because if you don't say that way, then Ishto Shalyon, I saw the reg of Lo Michal Ba Michal Man Diyamar, Regal Lav Mitzvah Shas Man Grama, who? There's no way that Aliyah, the Regal's not a mitzvah Shas Man Grama. That is like the very definition of a time-bound positive mitzvah. Ela Kasava Rishos, it must be that that even though they're not chayiv, they're allowed to perform the mitzvah. Sachanami rishos. So over here also it's rishos, and therefore we're still looking for the tana that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. It can't be that the fact that Michal Bashol put on tefillin is a raya that Shabbos is man tefillin, because it's not man tefillin, but she just volunteered the mitzvah. Balei Tosfos point out over here, big machlokes. Do we say a bracha? So okay, women, we said they're allowed to volunteer a mitzvah shazman graba. Should they recite a bracha when volunteering a mitzvah shas man grama? So that's a major machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says yes, recite a bracha. The Rambam says no, we don't recite a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam has many rayas in Goes Yavitz in the back of the Gemara over here. He quotes and Shuvas Yavitz quotes from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that they're much more convinced by the Shitas Rambam than they are by Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. They think that women should have the Sephardic practice of not reciting a bracha when they put on tefillin. Well, not when they, but when they do mitzvah shas man grama. What about tefillin? Meaning it's tefillin and mamish the same as sukkah, lulav, and everything else. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear not that way. The tefillin is not the same as everything else. First of all, it's pashut that women are pata from tefillin, obviously. Now, the Gemara over here says that lo michu b'chachamim. Tosos over here quotes Yerushalmi that in fact michu b'chachamim, that the Chacham did have a problem with Michal putting on tefillin. So what's the problem with Michal putting on tefillin? So there are potentially, or with anybody putting on, with women putting on tefillin, even if it wasn't a problem for Michal. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that Amar writes, v'manashim rotzos la'achmer la'atzman mochen bi'adam, dafka, that we do make a macha'a when women want to put on tefillin. Probably based on Shabbos Taf Memtes, that tefillin tzrichen gufnaki ke'elisha bal k'nafayim, and that's what Tosfos writes. That's why women don't put on tefillin, because keeping a gufnaki is a very challenging thing. And the Magen Avraham explains, and that's why men also don't really fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin the way it was meant to be, because we're also nervous about the guf naki, and that's why we don't wear tefillin all day. We just put on for a very minimal period of time. We put it on just for shachris. We put on tefillin. Some people in Yerushalayim or whatever wear tefillin all day, but typically when men are also nervous about the guf naki. Then there's also Shilta Kibarim writes in the Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesam Beis that also l'nashim l'niach tefillin afilu below bracha mnei shenira kederach hachitzonim sha'ovrim al divrei chachamim v'ein rotzim lidrosh hamakros kamos. son, that it looks like you're doing like the Derech HaChitzonim. Gilyori Ashas, Rav Yosef Engel over here, quotes a Gur Aryeh, that another reason is because the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and therefore Tefillin is a sign that not only that you're volunteering a mitzvah, but Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called you to do this mitzvah. Well, you can't take that declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called you to do this mitzvah if you dafka didn't, if you're patur from the mitzvah. So that's what Rav Yosef Engel quotes. That l'chor would only apply to Tefillin Shal Rosh, because Vahir l'chol la'os al yadecha, Tefillin Shal Yad is not Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the Gemara Brach says, is Eilu Tefillin Shal Rosh. In Shuvas Shuvas Yaakov, he gives another reason. He says that it's like Avil B'yom Rishon, doesn't put on Tefillin. So Isha is Dim'asa Mitzuya, women cry more often, so they don't have the requisite Simcha all the time to fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillin. That's a creative explanation. The Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel on the Pasuk of Lo Yeh Klei Gever Alisha says, Lo Yeh Gluyin De Tzitzis U Tefillin De Inun Tikune Gever Alitza, that there's Dafka Din not to have Tzitzis and Tefillin. So you have that possibility as well. It's Mitzvah Shas Magram, women volunteer Mitzvah. Why is it that the practice became that women volunteer all mitzvah shazman grama that they putter from, except for tzitzis and tefillin? So that's what Ramesha points out in the tshuva. It's likely based on the Targum Yonasan and Ben Uziel that it's dafka that they're not supposed to, because you have a klei gever issue. That's what Ramesha writes, that if you could somehow make tzitzis that is not a klei gever, you could make tzitzis some way that it's a more feminine beged, then a woman would be allowed to volunteer the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's just no way to make tefillin in such a way. Hey, you can't change the color, you can't change the style. Tefillin is tefillin, so there's no way that you're going to be able to change it. In Kaf HaChaim, he says, Alpi Kabbalah, there are reasons that women should not put on tefillin. It's also a violation of the Sisko to do. It's probably a violation of Yuara. It's also, it would be a problem. Women have to cover their hair, and it would be a chatzitza problem. There are all sorts of problems that women don't wear tefillin. I wrote about this in my first Sefer. Okay, Vaiter. So says the Gemara, Ella Haytani. So the Tana that says that Shabbos is man tefillin must be the following Tana. Ditanya Amotzi tefillin. If a person finds tefillin on Shabbos in a place where they might get ruined, Machnisan Zug Zug. You bring them in one pair at a time. Okay, we said that in the Mishnah, but here's what it adds in the Brisa. Echad Ish veEchad Isha. Echad Chadashos veEchad Yishanos. Siv Rameir. Rameir holds whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's new or old. Rabbi Yehuda Oser beChadashos. Rabbi Yehuda says not with new tefillin because it might just be a kameo. Umatir b'yishanos, but with old tefillin where you see the knots that spell shakai, then you know you can bring it in. Sad kan lo pligi el b'chadash v'yishanos, the whole machlokas is only about new and old. Avul b'isha lo pligi, but there's no argument that a woman also brings it in. Shema mina mitzvah shalo azman grama, it must be that it's not a mitzvah shalo azman grama, it applies on Shabbos as well. V'lekom mitzvah shalo azman grama noshem chayavos. So this Tana holds that women are chayiv in tefillin. So that's the Tana that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. So says Marna, v'dilma savlek Rabbi Yosi. Maybe this Tana says women can bring tefillin in on Shabbos because Nashim Samchos Rishos, not because Shabbos is man tefillin, but because even though they're pater, they're allowed to volunteer the mitzvah. Lo salkadaituch, delo Rabbi Meir savlak Rabbi Yosi, velo Rabbi Yehuda savlak Rabbi Yosi. No, it's not true, because I know that Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yosi that women can volunteer smicha, neither does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Yosi. And we know who the Tanoim are in this brisa. It's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Neither one of them holds like Rabbi Yossi. Lo Rameir Savlak Rabbi Yossi Ditnan Ein Makvenas HaTinokos Milit Goa, that we don't stop Tinokos from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah because you have to be Mechanich them in mitzvos. So we darshan Hanashim Ma'akvin, but apparently we would stop women from blowing shofar even though it's not Chil Yom Tov Midor Raisa, because it's a mitzvah Shazman Grama, women are Pater, so it's Nira Kemosev Al Divrei Torah Ustam Masnisen Rameir, and Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So Rameir asks women from being Mekayim, a mitzvah that they're potter from. Velo Rabbi Yehuda sav lak Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, Ditanya, because we have a brisa that tells us, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, in the parashah of the Kabbalah, it says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, and then it says, V'samach, that you should do smicha. And we darshan, b'nei Yisrael somchin, vein b'nos Yisrael somchos. That smicha is only for the b'nei Yisrael, but not for the b'nos Yisrael. So since we specifically exclude women from smicha, you see that it's an iser for women to do smicha. Smicha meaning the leaning on the carbon. We're not talking about becoming rabbis. That's also. But Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashim Somchos Rishos. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon hold that women do smicha. They're allowed to volunteer to do smicha. They're not mechuyev to. Ustam Sifra money. And who's Stam Sifra? And this is a brisa in the Sifra. Who's Stam Sifra? Tosra, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tanakama of this Brisa, disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. So what do you have? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both hold that women are not allowed to volunteer a mitzvah that they're pater from, and yet they both hold that if a woman finds tefillin on Shabbos, she should put it on and bring it inside. I should not allow to volunteer the mitzvah. It must be that they hold Shabbos is man tefillin. Tefillin is not a mitzvah shazman grama, and therefore women are chayavos in tefillin. So the Brisa of Hamotzi tefillin is not Rabbi Yossi. You have to say, like we said, that the reason is because a woman is chayav in tefillin, and that now we have found our Tana who holds that Shabbos is in fact Zman Tefillin. It is in fact both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda against the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with finding Tcheles Pashuk and what you can assume about the Lishma element of that Tcheles. Okay, have a good day.